We are sitting back to back, tied together by our hair without any movement for 16 hours. Then the audience came in.
No problem.
Radio.
Hello and welcome to number 2. This time we've got German teenage angst band Mitt, a not existing interview with Robin, Sherlock Holmes and an older remix by the Teenagers for you. I don't know if they got bored, I don't know if they just wanted to do something completely different, I don't know if you have to sound like that if you're young and you move to Berlin. The formerly in Cologne-based band Mitt are a dark wave techno act from now on. Tama, Edie and Felix just finished their debut album, which will be released in March. They will be in the magazines throughout the spring and they should become some sort of next big thing, even though they are way too arty, way too cool and way too nice for such a crap. This is Park by Mitt. Tama is playing the Moog. Lady Vicky or Vanessa or however this machine girl is called found some spare time to do a short interview with him.
Q&A with MIT. The album.
The album's going to sound really different from what we've done before. It's going to be much louder and much more layers and Yeah, just more of everything.
2008.
It's going to be a lot of touring, maybe playing more shows in England than we've done before. Yeah, that's about it.
Best place?
Istanbul.
What to do?
The best thing to do is to sit at home, watch TV with your boy or girlfriend.
Any advice?
Do not form a band, or maybe, yeah, that would be it. It's not that good as everybody thinks, but it's fun though.
And now?
Maybe some supper or, don't know, something fresh.
Now, I'd actually love to present an interview with Robin, main act after Mid yesterday in Cologne, but this wrecking MD machine somehow did not record whilst we were crammed in her nightliner. It was way smaller than you expect it to be. The boys from the band, who actually were looking more like men, were playing some sort of strategy game with their MacBook next to us. Paul, the tour manager, might have been cooking tea. He was standing in the, let's call it kitchen, in my back. Robin is alert. She directly and deeply looks into your eyes, carefully listens to what you're saying, and she even thanks you for your profound questions after the interview, shaking your hand like a well-educated daughter. But you directly know that she has been in the business for more than a decade, even though she's the same age like my younger brother, 28. So we were talking about pop songs, 2008, and of course, the Robin story. First album with 16, top 10 hits in the US, being a star in the 90s and nearly touring with the Backstreet Boys, even though she says that's not true. Blah Blah buying herself out of the industry contracts in 2005, doing her own label, Konnichiwa Bitches. Her purpose? No compromises. What else? She had a good döner in Amsterdam playing at Melkway. Yeah. To give you at least a slight impression, this is how the concert started. Then the sound really gets shitty.
Okay.
People obviously were quite fond of Mario talking about boredom last time. This time he takes a closer look at Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
Okay. The best TV adaptation of Sherlock Holmes is the one starring Jeremy Brett. The series was produced between 1984 and 1988. As far as I remember, it was shown on German television in the late 80s. I used to watch it with my sister, as it was an afternoon program. Now that the whole series is available on DVD, I noticed that the German producers cut out certain scenes which dealt with Sherlock Holmes' cocaine addiction. Jeremy Brett's way of acting is from the Gustav Gründgen school of acting. If he had to choose between under and overacting, he would always choose the latter. His style is marked by an overabundance of great gestures and extreme facial expressions. As the character that Brett personifies is from another time, his way of acting somehow seems appropriate. Generally speaking, I like Sherlock Holmes because he is a rather elusive character that isn't easy to pin down. He moves in an area between private and public life. Although he is referred to as a private detective, the way he is perceived is closer to a public figure. His advantage, however, is the fact that he doesn't have to obey the rules of public institutions such as the police force. One could argue that he is above the law. This kind of freedom seems rather appealing.
Thank you. I was listening to that song while I was passing an oil refinery where they were burning oil, and huge flames were blazing to the dark sky, something like that. But it really fitted. The Teenagers would definitely become big in 2008. Fine with me, but I think their debut album is quite boring. Well, it's not that boring, but I thought it would be better. Anyway, they will become big because they have silly, catchy lyrics, they wear the right glasses, they have the right accents. What else is it to be? Anyway, I really, really do like their remixes. So if the pop star career somehow does not work out, they can definitely make a living. And they remixed Air, Mer du Japon, the Japanese Sea.
We continued sitting for one more hour.
The Makeup was a band from Washington, D.C., formed in 1995. Makeup was a Japanese band as well, formed in 1984. And a subset of cosmetics is called Makeup, which refers primarily to colored products intended to alter the user's appearance. I always liked all these makeup names.
Clinique, dramatically different moisturizing gel. Dior Skin, Éclat Satin, Iriel Ombre, Chanel, La Roche-Posay, Blush Stretch, Lancôme, Juicy Couture, Dior Skin, Éclat Satin, Elena Rubinstein, Spectacular Makeup, Le Crayon Kohl, Noir, Le Crayon Kohl, Gris Metal, Brow Sculpting Duo, Blonde to Auburn, Helena Rubinstein, Wanted Ruby Love, Helena Rubinstein, Opalescence, Pressed Loose Powder, Chanel, Lips, Christian Dior, Dior Fique, Can-Can Orange, Marc Jacobs Cotton, Dior Blush, Rosebud, Precision, Age Delay Eye, Chanel. Akne-Produkte noch?
Neue Probleme. Radio.
The best, the worst, okay.